from a fed-up first wife.
You said, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. And quite frankly, I've known him for a short period of time, and I understand it.
To a forgettable second.
What year were you remarried?
2 years ago? I can't remember.
Could she be number three?
You're his current girlfriend. If he can't remember the year that he got married for the second time, I would think about your future plans.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Teresa Whiney is suing her ex-husband, Rudy Cardoza, for destroying a home that she owns.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 46 on the calendar, the matter of Whiney versus Cardoza.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Miss Whiney, this is your ex-husband, and you were divorced when?
In June of 2007.
After you were divorced, you and your ex-husband decided to go into a little business venture together, which was you bought a house that needed renovation.
Yes.
And the idea was that you would partially contribute to the cost of that renovation, and he would live there, and while he was there, he would fix up the house. You would flip it, sell it, whatever profit there was, you would share it. So far, I have it pretty much right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, you purchased the house in what year?
2009.
And you moved into the house in 2009?
Yes, Judge.
The house was jointly owned by the two of you?
Correct.
Yes.
And did either of you put in any money up front to the house?
We both did.
How much?
About $7,500.
So you each put in $7,500. And then there was a mortgage.
Yes.
Who paid the mortgage?
Well,
who paid the mortgage?
I did.
And you were living there?
Yes, ma'am.
I paid a portion of the mortgage.
How much was the mortgage payment?
I think it was $960.
And your former wife contributed how much a month towards either the mortgage or renovation?
She was supposed to pay $200 a month.
And did she pay that amount?
Only for 1 year.
And that 1 year was 2009?
Yes, ma'am.
And the idea was that Mr. Cardoza, who was then married, is that right?
No, ma'am.
You weren't married?
No,
when you
I was living in an apartment by myself.
Okay.
No.
You weren't married?
No.
In what year did you remarry?
Must have been 4 years later or something like that.
Don't ask me. I wasn't there. I want you to...
no, I'm not asking you.
Quietly.
I'm telling you.
I want you to think.
Yes.
How many times have you been married?
Well, I have a bad memory, but two.
And what year? I didn't ask you the day.
Yeah.
I said, what year were you remarried?
2 years ago. I can't remember.
Who are you?
I'm his current girlfriend.
You're his current girlfriend. If he can't remember the year that he got married for the second time, I would think about your future plans. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. At about the time you remarried and your wife was a working woman.
Yes, ma'am.
That's about when Miss Whiney stopped sending the $200.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, she said she's paid it for...
One year. 1 year, ma'am.
I don't know what year you remarried.
Oh, I know, but it was 3-4 years after that that I remarried.
It can't be 3-4 years after that, sir, because now you're divorced and it's only 4 years later.
I'm not divorced, ma'am.
You're not divorced, but this
is
your
girlfriend. I'm divorced to her, but not divorced to my current wife, no.
Oh. Do you live with her?
No, she left me.
She left you?
Yes, ma'am.
In what year did she leave you?
Last year.
This year? That would be in 2013.
Last year. Yeah. Yes.
That would be in 2013.
Yes, ma'am.
This is what you want. He moved out of the house. In what year?
The property that we bought together after our divorce, that was in September of 2013.
And you made an arrangement with him, because that's about when his wife left, so he wasn't paying the mortgage. That's what you say.
I've always paid the mortgage. I never missed a payment.
So, Your Honor?
So you made an arrangement with him to buy him out of the house, according to your answer, sir. What are you shaking your head no for? That's what you say in your answer. In your answer, you say, and she says the same thing, that she told me she would pay me to sign my name off the deed and move out.
Yes, ma'am.
So I agreed.
Yeah, but it says here that I gave it to her, not sold it to her.
The money
she gave me was the money that I paid the bank on her behalf that she was supposed to pay. And that was the money she gave me, but
just a second.
I didn't sell it to her.
You gave her a quitclaim deed.
Yes, ma'am.
I know exactly what you gave her, sir.
But I didn't sell her anything.
Listen to me. You gave her a quitclaim deed, and she gave you $4,800.
Yeah, that's the money that she didn't pay the bank that I paid on her behalf.
What money that she didn't pay the bank for?
The $200 that she was supposed to pay every month, she stopped paying.
Listen to me. Did you live in the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Did your wife live in the house for a year?
My wife?
Yes.
For a year?
Yes.
Probably not. She left me after 9 months.
You get nothing. In my mind.
Yes.
In my mind. What you did was say to her, you want this house, you want it back. I'm not paying the mortgage anymore because where do you work, sir?
I don't work, ma'am.
Right, and your wife left you. So how are you supporting the $900 mortgage that you say you paid every month? Think carefully before you answer me.
I thought you were asking
me. Before you answer me,
yes.
I want you to think carefully.
Mm-hmm.
You don't work. Your wife worked. She left you, according to you. And if you don't work and the mortgage is $900 a month, how were you paying the mortgage?
I was paying with my life savings, my 401k,
okay.
Then my bank,
listen,
my
checking
account.
This is your problem. Be quiet. This is your problem. Your problem is that you bought him out for $4,800. You said, give me my house back. I'll take it over, because that's pretty much what you say.
Well, can I elaborate on that?
That's what you did. You said, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. And quite frankly, I've known him for a short period of time, and I understand it. She doesn't understand it. It looks like a relatively normal person, so I'm not figuring her out yet. But what you did was, you said, I want you out of my life. I will take over this property because my name is on it. They're going to foreclose it. I'll take it. And he said to you, I put in $7,500. I'm not signing my name off this deed and giving you a quitclaim deed unless you give me some money. Is that about how it went?
He would not leave the property unless I paid him.
He would not leave the property unless you gave him
$4,800. He proposed it to me.
Okay.
He had proposed that to me because
I'm not talking to you. I'm asking to speak.
Wife had contacted me in June.
Don't tell me what his wife said to you. She moved out.
Right.
Nobody was paying the mortgage.
I started paying it July of 2013.
Listen to me. You don't have to tell me. He's a big double talker. You don't have to draw me any pictures. The working wife moved out of the house and you took over the mortgage payment because
correct.
You knew that he wasn't going to pay.
Correct.
Okay. I got it.
That's after 4 years of paying the mortgage.
I'm not talking to you. I'm not looking at you. I'm not talking to you.
Right.
I've been doing this work for 40 years. You think your story is different? It's not different. It's the same. You put in $7,500, which is probably what you got for some sort of settlement when you divorced, they sold property, whatever it was. I don't have to go into that,
before.
But you had a little money. Be quiet. Don't speak.
There's no settlement.
Be quiet. Don't speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand you lived in the house. You say you want me out. I'm not moving out. I'm not moving out. And I'm not paying. So I'm going to live here like I did with my last wife. Pay the rent.
No.
Not pay the mortgage.
What are you talking about? I paid the mortgage. My wife didn't pay nothing.
How can you pay the mortgage,
You're making
sir?
Things up.
How can you pay the mortgage if you don't work?
I just told you off my life savings and my checking account. Didn't you hear me?
I just
said, from
what? What?
From
what money?
From my life savings.
Someone?
I worked all my life.
Just a second.
Don't you understand that? I said life savings.
Listen to me. How old are you?
I'm 49.
What life savings? From what work?
From working 20 years as a machinist. I saved my money. I bought homes, fixed them up. We did better. We saved our money from there. That's where I got my money from.
When was the last time you had a job?
I had a job 10 years.
10 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Listen to me. You bought him out for $4,800. This is what your lawsuit is. Your lawsuit says that after you bought him out and you were able to re-enter the house, you found that he had damaged the house. And you want damages to the house. That's what your lawsuit's about, right?
Yes,
you're not getting it. You're a smart lady. Before I gave him $4,800, I would have gone into the house, which I believe you probably did. So if, don't look over there.
She did many times.
Look over here. I'm not speaking to you.
Okay.
You take medication?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Did you take it today?
I'm sure you take medication too, ma'am. I am positive you take medication.
Actually, Mr. Cardoza, I'm not where you are.
Oh, I know that.
Good.
I'm just saying. That
good.
I take medication, so do you. Big deal.
You're an idiot. What idiot. Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Winey, I know that you went into that house before you gave him $4,800.
question.
And if you went into the house before you gave him the $4,800, I know you did, because you're a smart cookie. If you're a house flipper and you know who he is, you would have gone into the house. Then you bring this lawsuit before you gave him and settle with him for a quitclaim deed for $4,800. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So this is nonsense. It's a nonsense lawsuit, and I'm not going to entertain it. And similarly, Mr. Cardoza, I'm not entertaining your counterclaim, which is equally as ridiculous. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kostalski versus Kowalski. Step forward.
Lee Kostalski is suing mechanic 23-year-old Matt Kowalski for crashing his car after he picked it up to make repairs.
Mr. Kostalski, you gave your car to the defendant to fix it.
Yes.
It was a 2001 Pontiac. You gave it to him when? What date?
Like the first week of January.
And you didn't get the car back?
No.
And that's what you're suing him for?
Yeah.
Now, you both have different stories about what happened to the car, but all you know is you gave him the car, you acknowledged that you took the car, and you didn't return it to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The police came. I was a little groggy. I hit my head really hard on the passenger side window, and they took me back to the station for a blood test, and the car was pretty much totaled because of it.
Do you know anything else that happened with the car?
And later today,
I woke up in the morning and saw my dog wasn't right at the foot of my bed. I would say, where's my dog? Who's got my dog? Bird has my dog. I would be at his house with my hand on his throat. Do you understand where I'm going?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lee Kostalski is suing mechanic 23-year-old Matt Kowalski for crashing his car after he'd picked it up to make repairs.
Why?
When I finished the car.
On what date did you finish the car?
I don't remember the exact date.
Month.
Mid-late February.
Keep going.
And there was a lot of work that had to be done on the car. Needed the wiring harness replaced for the engine.
It doesn't matter. You finished working on the car in mid to late February.
Yeah. And on the way to test drive it to make sure everything was okay and then go drop it back off to Lee, I hit a patch of ice and slid into a pole.
Hit a patch of ice and slid into a pole.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
The police came like maybe 4 minutes after. I think they were just passing by possibly. And I was a little groggy. I hit my head really hard on the passenger side window. They gave me a sobriety test, which I passed, and they took me back to the station for a blood test. And that came up fine. I have no DUIs or anything relating to that. And the car was pretty much totaled because of it.
You know anything else that happened with the car?
He actually hit a utility pole, and yeah. The utility company is now trying to come after me. I have the paperwork here. And the accident occurred on February 2nd, which isn't really mid-February or late February.
How come you talk about a whole bunch of things in your answer, none of which you discussed with me today? I believe you were in an accident with the car, but what's this nonsense about there was really no damage to the car? The car was perfectly drivable. It was impounded because police found drug paraphernalia in the car, and that wasn't your fault.
I didn't say it was still drivable. It needed work. It could have been fixed relatively easily.
Well, you just told me it was totaled. You just used the word, it was pretty much totaled.
I have the pictures now, sir.
I don't care. Bird, what? I'm getting bored with both of them and this case. Could you do me a favor? Look up and see if there's any value whatsoever to a 2001 Pontiac Aztec.
Your Honor?
Don't speak.
1675.
And the range is from what to what?
The very good is 1825.
So the low is 16.
So the low was 1675.
Well, that's where it is because Mr. Kostalski says that the car needed an awful lot of work. Anyway, judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of 1675. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Graham versus Bray. Step forward.
Ms. Graham is suing her ex-boyfriend, Sean Bray, for a loan so he could have surgery and pay for living expenses. Sean is countersuing for the value of a refrigerator and the return of a dog.
Ms. Graham, this used to be a boyfriend. You say he owes you some money, one for a loan that you made and one for nonsense like groceries and gas money and stuff that you spent taking him around after he recovered from surgery. I want to tell you right now, I'm not considering that part of your lawsuit for the groceries, gas money, or any bandages or whatever else you helped him with after the surgery, because I think that's nonsense.
Okay.
I am going to consider, however, your claim that the money that you advanced for his surgery was a loan. I will consider that. Mr. Bray, we have the following nonsense. The two of you separated in December.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that Ms. Bray has your dog.
Yes, ma'am.
That she didn't return to you. And we're now quickly approaching the summertime.
Yes.
And you know that the dog hasn't been with you for months now.
That's correct, ma'am.
When was the first time you went to court to sue her for the return of the dog?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He said to me that he needed the money for the surgery.
And?
And I said I would loan him the money.
And he said?
Thank you, is what he said.
Your version.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ms. Graham is suing her ex-boyfriend, Sean Bray, for a loan so he could have surgery and pay for living expenses. Sean is countersuing for the value of a refrigerator and the return of a dog.
Now, how much after you realized that your beloved animal wasn't with you, did you go to court to sue her for the return of it?
As of yesterday.
So that would be 4 months later.
Yes.
When was the first time you went to the police saying that she had stolen property, your dog?
I never done that.
Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Me, if I woke up in the morning and saw my dog wasn't right at the foot of my bed or wrapped around my feet, I would say, where's my dog? Who's got my dog? Bird has my dog. I would be at his house with my hand on his throat, or at the police, or downstairs at the courthouse. So if you wanted the dog back badly, Mr. Bray, you would have gone there right away and not waited until she sued you to make a counterclaim. So I'm not considering the dog. The dog's with you?
Yes.
You taking care of the dog?
Yes.
Great, good. Because he doesn't want the dog back. If he did, he would have spoken up earlier.
Right.
Okay. The second part of your counterclaim has to do with a refrigerator that you claim you sold to her for $300 that she never paid you for. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So that part of your claim I'm going to entertain.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. When did you advance him this money for surgery?
November 18th, 2013.
And tell me the circumstances surrounding you giving him the money.
He did not have the money. They wanted...
What did he say to you? What did you say to him? Where did the conversation take place?
At my home. He needed the down payment for the surgery that they were asking for at the surgery center, and I said I would loan it to him.
No, that's a conclusion. All that you've just told me are conclusions. So he came to your house.
Yes.
And during that evening, he said to you...
He said to me that he needed the money for the surgery. It was $1,483 is what it was.
And?
And I said I would loan him the money.
And he said?
Thank you, is what he said.
Your version?
Version's basically the same. I went over there, and I believe we had dinner, and we're getting ready to watch television, and I came over saying, I need to come up with half of this money, which is the $1,483 as a down payment, in order to get my shoulder and my knee surgery done. And she said, yes, and I said, thank you.
What do you mean she said yes?
She would loan me the money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So, did you pay her back?
I have not.
Why?
Why? Because I was limited to work. I did not go basically back to work until February. And then that was only a brief stint. And then.
Okay, so there's a non-issue. You owe $1,483. Now, you want to tell me about the refrigerator?
When I moved out of the house that I was renting at the time.
Month and year.
Approximately January of 2013. And the apartment was furnished with a refrigerator. I no longer needed one. Asked if she wanted to buy it off of me. And she said yes, and okay, and then we decided on amount. And not pressuring the situation, I took the refrigerator over there and I have not been paid for it.
You sort of glossed over, settled on the amount. Why don't you tell me the rest of the conversation? Because what you're alleging is an oral contract. She said, do you want the refrigerator? I'm not going to use it, whatever it is.
The amount of $300 was the oral agreement that we had.
Is that correct?
No.
Of course not. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,483. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The car came crashing through the walls of the house. It actually caused structural damage inside the bedroom.
Right. No, her son has temper tantrums. He did more damage than the car did.
Judge Judy.
Just weren't communicating very well, so I ended up having to file a suit.
She was frustrated with the time, and unfortunately, the surgery should take time to recover from.
It was just a lot of excuses.
And the type of work that I do limits the weight I can lift.
Not loan anyone money.
It is what was owed. I thought maybe that I could have my dog back, but that didn't work out that way.